Welcome back, everybody. This is Sight to the Blind. It's going to be an interesting show today. But first, did y'all see that the United States government, mostly from the Republican side, all voted yes for Israel to merge their intelligence military apparatus with the United States military industrial complex? It was already going to happen anyway. I mean, these people have been so strong coming out as soon as Donald Trump was elected. They came out strong, voicing their opinions of they're going to squash dissidents. They're going to cut off people from even talking about or criticizing Israel using the United States government's platforms. And then, of course, social media platforms. So this has already been in the works that they want to take over this country. I laugh. I posted and said, this is going to be y'all's last Independence Day. It is. That's why they're doing this whole big 250 freedom, this whole parade thing they did for a whole year. This is the reason why they did it. Because now they want to destroy exactly the foundation of this country. This is why Freemasonry was set up here. It wasn't set up here for any other reason but to warm them up for Jewish influence to take over this country. It just took them this long to do it. Obviously, it had to go through wars. It had to go through slavery, but they don't control any of that because the Most High controls it. He wanted to make sure his children suffered for 400 years so we can come back to them around 2018, 2019. It was earlier for some of you, but most people, when I talk to them on this show, talk about being awakened in 2018 and 2019. So get ready. Like I said before, once everybody starts becoming hip to what's going around or what's going on, they're going to cut the power. They're going to silence everybody. Right now, you're seeing stuff on social media, specifically Instagram, that you have never seen in the history of Instagram ever since the creation of Instagram, really. I've seen people get shot in the head. They're posting videos of people, especially black people, shooting other people in the head. I mean, you can see breasts only because women are breastfeeding. But they're pushing the envelope to end up like X. So somewhere, they took the restrictions off something and just letting violence, racism, and all that run wild. And I know who's in control of it. They want to instigate this race war. They got to remove restrictions on what people see online. I got called the N-word on X already. I don't even have my face up. But no one's coming in complaining. No one's reporting it. I've seen the N-word a couple of times on X. And of course, it's changed and hidden in various ways on TikTok and Instagram. But they want you to keep talking about Jews. They want you to talk about black people and white people, but they really want you to talk about Jews. So when they start to clamp down on social media, as they've been boasting about, most of these channels don't get cut off. Right now, they just harvesting data to weaponize you, pervert you, and then turn you on to each other. I mean, they've been bold with it too. Bold. I mean, they can't wait for somebody black to die. Like Nolan Xavier Wells or Carmelo Anthony, they can't wait till those cases come up. So then white folk randomly jump online, talk about how they don't care because there's an audience for it. There's an audience for people to hate black folks now more brash than they ever been. Maybe they suffer the consequences, maybe they won't. I think they're starting to take that chance. And then there's the diaspora wars. Now it's somehow leaked into that whole Cameron and Mace show, but Cameron's talking about it on other people's podcasts. And when Cameron starts talking about anything, that's when you know it's getting way out of hand. It's foundational black Americans versus Africans and African Americans and regular blacks. That's where we're at right now as a people. That's where we're at. We're at indigenous Aboriginal Americans, Black Indians, Negro Indians versus Foundational Black Americans, ADOS, which is African Descendants of Slaves, and Black America. That's where we are. They're calling each other tethers, going back and forth. They're saying that they never came out of the country of Africa, that they were born here. And they don't, these, most of these people don't even know their fathers, nor their grandfathers or their great grandfathers. They know one relative out of their branch that was used by one of these civilized tribes. One of these civilized tribes took their great, 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 great grandmother in, had kids with them, and then these kids were rejected by the tribesmen, the chiefs, because they were illegitimate. They weren't true bloodlined Indians. And so they cast them out. And then decades or generations later, now these children are saying, oh, I'm Indian, you know, I'm Choctaw, I'm Seminole. And like I said before, the five civilized tribes were called the civilized tribes because they wanted to appease white settlers and colonialists by keeping up with chattel slavery. They kept chattel slavery going. So anytime there was a runaway, they returned the men, kept the women. Like bedwinches, like Sally Hennings. If you know who Sally Hennings is in relation to Thomas Jefferson. Wherever Thomas Jefferson went, Sally Hennings went. Thomas Jefferson had in his house, Sally Hennings' room right next to his while he slept with his wife. And Sally Hennings was light-skinned. That's who he had all those kids by. Those mixed race children. But that's what the Negro woman was to the Native Americans. People should read the book Black Slaves, Red Masters. So everybody's talking about this is our land. We're going to get our land. We're going to return to our land. Blah, 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 blah. And I didn't realize how deep this doctrine went until I was getting my hair done the other day. Well, yeah, literally yesterday. I was getting my hair done, and this black guy, this Negro, was having a conversation with another brother, and it just so happens that he follows me, and he was just interested in what I was posting. But then the other gentleman that worked there, he went on and on and on talking about Hitler was black, the black nobility, this whole thing about Europe, all of Europe being black, that the major atrocities weren't committed by white folks. It was committed by black folks. Donald Trump has all this power, that Donald Trump is not controlled, that he is the one that's flipping the script on everybody. The roles were reversed. Everything is reversed. And then he crept into the Moors are the ones that built America. Not the Negro, not the Israelite, but the Moors. Now, like Negroes going into this Moor thing. And they think that because they sign some document and they get some type of, I don't know what the doctrine is, like sovereignty or something like that. They don't have to follow laws or pay taxes. But I ain't never seen anybody really be successful in doing any of that. I've heard about it. I've heard it talked about online. But at the end of the day, that's not going to save you. It really isn't going to save you. Then they came out with this Tartarian, like who the Tartarians, because it's mentioned somewhere in some old book. The Tartarians and the Moors are the ones that built America and built this country, built the world. I mean, and for me, listening to it, I was just astounded. I was just astounding how deep in a rabbit hole Negroes will go because they have too much access to internet. And without that Ruach HaKodesh, you can't truly discern from what is truth and what is just rumor, lies, and propaganda. I mean, he tried to show me this whole Black Hitler thing. He showed me some picture, some meme that had 17 something on it. And that's what he showed me. And that was his only proof and facts, was whatever he gathered from the internet. Then he said he followed Billy Carson. And I told him Billy Carson was a Freemason. He shook his head to that, but yet he still follows him. So they talked about this Anunnaki, this Epic of Gilgamesh. I'm like, you brothers are lost, lost, lost. And if you don't have that Ruach HaKodesh, that spirit of discernment, you are going to believe everything and you're not going to truly understand what's really going on in the last days. So when I brought up Israelites, like, y'all are Israelites, I say the reason why people want to be Moors is because you don't want to be an Israelite. Because being an Israelite comes with laws, statutes, commandments. And nobody wants to be strict. Nobody wants to be under another set of laws as you act, because you already been under another set of man's laws. That's what it really is. You don't want to be told what to do because the system tells you what to do. So why would you follow those laws if you don't really understand them? And nobody wants to go into that Bible because they think it's a white man's book. Because they think it's all about Christianity. They don't touch that rabbit hole. But the other rabbit holes that literally lead to nowhere, those they will touch. As long as they can stay lawless, they'll go down those rabbit holes. I follow them because I'm just interested in what dumbness he's going to speak. And I know I got to go back in there and get my hair done periodically, so I know I'm going to see him. But I'm going to harvest that information so I can use it on him. I guarantee you, I'm going to blow his mind because he has no idea what he's talking about. And he's so hardwired into whatever truths he found on the internet. And it's based on memes, based on like really surface level information. But it's pathetic. This is where we are as a people. When there's that prophecy of people going to leave the truth, I'm telling you, there's people that don't even know the truth that are going all over the place when it comes to what they see online or what they find online. And it's all based on not going into scripture because they do not want to follow law, statute, commandments, and ordinances. So they're following whatever is going to keep them away from that truth. And if they keep digging long enough, that's what they keep running back into. And I said this before, anytime you strip this world down to its most infinite institutional level, you'll always run into the Most High Yahuwah. Always. And if you're digging around in the truth online, I guarantee you seeing something that the Most High is going to bring it to you, your attention, that you keep denying. And the way you keep denying it is to go into something else that makes you comfortable. Regardless if it's a lie attached to it or not, regardless if it hasn't been proven, you're going to go into it. And then you're going to spout it to other people, and especially people who actually know what's going on. You're going to spout it to them, and then you're going to get embarrassed because they know more than you, because they're connected to the Most High Yahuwah. But anyway, that's what's going on right now. The Most High said it was going to be a state of confusion. It's going to be a stupor, a state of unconsciousness. That's what we're going to see. We're going to see more people being dumb. Like the Most High said that in Baruch. He said the intelligent will be but few. Few. The few will be intelligent. The wise, the ones that do know, eventually going to be quiet, because it's going to be just like that movie Idiocracy. If anyone has seen it, it's supposed to be about the future. One of the things about that movie that I just learned was that when they tried to come up with a shoe that represented the moronic state of the world, they came out with those Crocs. That's the first time you've seen Crocs was in that movie. And they made an entire line based off that movie. So if you have Crocs or you've seen people wearing Crocs, they got it from, it was from that movie. And it was supposed to be a symbolic representation of how stupid people were going to be and accepting everything. So they wanted to make a shoe that basically categorizes stupidity. Now, I'm not saying you're stupid because you own some Crocs. I mean, come on. I'm just saying that's the reason why that shoe came out. They tried to make up something that better fits what people would be wearing because of the state of mental disability, emotional disability that they were going to exhibit. But that's what it is. That is what it is. On the other side, there is a little war going on when it comes to the truth. And I am not above correction, nor am I above being called out. So this sister online had a problem with what I said about the lunar solar calendar. So I'm going to play the post that she didn't even tag me on. Like, if you want to say something about me, make sure you tag me. But this is what she said.
So how could it be from sundown Friday all the way to sundown Saturday?
I'm sorry. I tried to let it slide. I can't let it slide. Larry Johnson with open shirt. Come to the front. Come to the front. And everybody that follows Larry Johnson, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Come to the front. I feel like your comprehension and the logic when it comes to the calendar and the time of the day and how strict you are about the moon. I don't understand how we can read the same scriptures and have two different... One of us didn't comprehend. And I'm pretty sure it wasn't me. So, come to the front. In Larry's own words, he said, I don't understand how y'all are on this Gregorian calendar. Didn't the Bible say that there's only 12 hours in a day? So how could it be from sundown Friday all the way to sundown Saturday? My guy. My guy. This is why studying in the Hebrew root and getting an understanding, and you need the Ruach to understand. Day is what Yahuwah called the light. And before he said, let there be light in Genesis 1, he said that the earth was full of darkness. It was formless. Wait, so there was darkness, and that's why he called forth the light. And he said, and he separated the light from the darkness. And he called the light day and the darkness night. Then he said, keep in mind, there's light already in existence now. He separated it from the darkness. He said, then there was evening. That means from the light into the dark, the evening. And then morning. That is the break from the dark back into the light. And that is the first day. So you have evening, then dark. Then you have morning, which is the breakness of the dark into the day. So yes, 12 hours of the light, which is why he created luminaries, to have the greater light guide the day and the lesser light guide the night. It's not just the day by itself. There's darkness coming into the light. You are in darkness first. Then you are brought into the light. That is a full day. There is day as in light. This is why it's important to break it down. If you go to the lexicon, then you will understand the different references of the day. Day is also used for tomorrow, morning break. Day as in just the light. Day as in a 24-hour period. Make it make sense, brother. Make it make sense, brother. I digress. Use your noggin. There is a lexicon for you to actually decipher. There's yom for day. And there's bokeh. And there's or for light. All used as day. Different implications. This lets me know you're not really studying. You're not really comprehending, brother. You're not comprehending. So, I don't know what calendar you're on. And why you think... Why would you consider the moon in the first place if you only believe a day is the 12 hours of the sun? Then what is the purpose of what happens? Is there no days at night? Because that's what your logic just said. That we don't count the time of the night. We only count the time of the sun. Time only exists when there's... So what happens at night? What is the lesser light for? What is the stars for? What happens during that time period? That lets me know you're not... You don't comprehend. You don't understand. You don't study. I study. So go ahead. Go ahead, join my Telegram with everybody else who's willing to study and understand the scriptures, because you apparently need it. You apparently need it, brother. Love you, but you're wrong. I love you. I will love you. Shalom.
This is what this generation does. Instead of just attacking what I said or anything I say or the scriptures, attack it with scriptures. They don't ever do that. The first they start off with trying to insult, trying to emasculate, and that's something that women do. So I'm already used to that because I've heard it before, the same programming. Anytime women are offended, the first thing they do is go to emasculating you with, or insulting you first, and then emasculating, saying that you don't know what you're talking about, you don't know the scriptures, you can't read and comprehend them as well, and then go into maybe one or two loosely based doctrines that I could easily tear down. Now, she didn't attack my truth. She tried to mock me. Friday evening to Saturday evening Shabbat is not biblical. But she didn't attack the verses that I brought out. And that's all I do. I don't post my emotions. If I'm attacking somebody, I'm attacking them through the doctrine that they follow. I'm not attacking the person. You never once heard me talk about become set apart as a person. You never heard me talk about his looks. You never heard me talk about what he wears. You hear me talk about what he brought out and what he says is the full moon and the new moon or his calendar. You see me talk at people about the evidence that I found using scripture. I don't use emotion. I mean, that's what growing up in the Ruach does. I mean, mind you, I used to be in my back, in my day being petty, and I'll go at you and I'll go at everything that you are connected to. I'll go at your family. I'll go at your relatives. I'll go at people who follow you. I'll do that. I got time to do that. But it only makes me look stupid, because obviously the Most High is going to judge me by what I say and my work. So I might as well just attack you through the work or through the word. So let's go to what she meant. And she only posted literally not that many convincing arguments. She used the Hebrew, the Paleo Hebrew, and I know she got that from Strong's. And the problem with Strong's is that you're relying on the translators to translate something that's never been translated from our people, but it's been translated from a Yiddish point of view, a Judaic point of view. It's never from our point of view. We don't own Strong's. We don't translate from our own understanding. We listen. We waiting from somebody else to translate it and then put numbers behind it, H something, 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 and say this is what it means. Now, all she did was translate Eber and Boker, which is day and night. But that she's saying that the problem was the English translation. There's no problem with the English translation. It's not that deep. Genesis 1, I'll read the whole thing so we can get some clarity. Because maybe you aren't saying it, but maybe you follow where the day is night first and then day comes in the morning. So let's go through this. Genesis 1, the very beginning. In the beginning, Yahuwah created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Ruach Yahuwah moved upon the face of the waters. And Yahuwah said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Now, mind you, he said, "Let there be light," without even making the luminaries. He did not make the luminaries at this time. "Let there be light," and there was light. And Yahuwah saw the light, that it was good. And Yahuwah divided the light from the darkness. He divided the light from the darkness. He didn't divide the darkness from the light. He divided the light from the darkness. And Yahuwah called the light day. He didn't start off saying the darkness he called night, and then said the light he called day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So this is what Most High is telling me. He's telling me that he worked just like we work a 9-to-5. Where do you think we get 9-to-5s and working in the daytime, in the morning, and then resting in the evening? Where do you think that comes from? You think man who created the work system created it based on themselves? They just made this up? Especially in this country. You think they just made this up? When the Israelites were in captivity to Mitzrayim, did you think they just worked from nighttime evening to the next time morning? Do you think that they worked in the morning and then rested at night? Since Egypt and America are supposed to marry each other, even in prophecy, don't you think so? So where do you think they get this whole get up in the morning, go to work, and then come home in the evening and you good? So the Most High worked. He did one work, or he did a couple of, he called the light day and the darkness he called night. That was that work. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So in the evening, he did nothing. And in the morning, okay, it's a new day. Are we following? It didn't say it was evening and he called the light day and the evening in the darkness he called night. And then and the morning were the first day. He doesn't bookmark the evening and the first and the morning with the first works that he did, which was called the light day and the darkness night. He didn't bookend these works. And Yahuwah said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And Yahuwah made the expanse and divided the waters which were under the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse, and it was so. And Yahuwah called the expanse heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. So he did all this before the evening. He didn't do all this at the evening. He didn't do this in between the evening and the morning. He did this, then it was evening, then it was morning, that was the second day. And Yahuwah said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And Yahuwah called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And Yahuwah saw that it was good. And Yahuwah said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And Yahuwah saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Now, Judaism teaches or practices going from darkness to darkness. Going from the evening being the start of the day till the very next day into the evening being one day. That don't even sit right. We'll go into that later. But what she's saying is the light from the luminaries, which haven't been created yet, the light from the luminaries is the day. The sun was evening and the sun's still up and it's starting to set. Then the moon takes its place and becomes a lesser light. So she's saying that's what's creating the day from evening to morning. But again, you have to understand that for one day in heaven is 1,000 years on earth. So to the Most High, he did this in 7 days. But in earth time, it's been 7,000 years. So he turned the light off in the evening after 1,000 years. And then started again for another 1,000. So the Most High in heaven is turning the lights off after his work on days. But on earth, it's 1,000 years. You're trying to tell me that he planted these trees and this grass only to plant it in the evening to morning, and then that was it. That doesn't make any sense. And Yahuwah said, let there be lights in the expanse of heaven to divide the day from the night. He didn't say divide the night from the day. He said divide the day from the night. And let there be for signs and for appointed feasts and for days and years. Dividing the light, dividing the day from the night. Not dividing the night from the day. And let them be for lights in the expanse of heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day. Again, he doesn't put the greater light the lesser light to rule the day and the greater light to rule the night. He didn't say that. He made two great lights, the great light to rule the day, So how can the day start at going into darkness? And the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and Yahuwah set them in the expanse of heavens to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Yahuwah saw that it was good. And in the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So he did all these works, dividing the light from the day. Then it was evening, and the morning were the fourth day. If you go to Jubilees 2, 9 and 10, and on the fourth day, he created the sun and the moon and the stars and set them in the expanse of the heaven to give light upon all the earth and to rule over the day and the night and divide the light from the darkness. Again, he did not reverse this. And Elohim appointed the sun to be a great sign on the earth for days and for Shabbats and for months and for feasts. So if he separated the light from the day and he used the luminaries, the sun, or he pointed the sun to be a great sign on the earth for days and for Shabbats, how can the Shabbat on a 14th day or a seventh day be going into darkness? She's saying 12 hours from the evening to the morning is 12 hours. And in a mocking tone, she said, I said that Yahusha said, which I don't know why you would mock what Yahusha said, because that's what I said. I got it from Yahusha. Yahusha in Yohanan 11 said, then in 7:10, he said, then after that, said he to his Talmudim, let us go into the land of Yehud again. And his Talmudim said unto him, Rabbi, the Yehudim of late sought to stone you, and go you thither again? And Yahusha answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walks in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. How can the day be 12 hours starting at night? You're not even walking in the day because you're asleep mostly through the night. So when you wake up, the day is over? But if a man walks in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him. This is why Judaism starts all of their calendar from darkness to darkness. Who was he beefing with most of the time in scripture? Yehudim, Jews, Pharisees, Sadducees, those who had no light in them. I think y'all taking this darkness to evening to morning too literally. Too literally. Going back to Jubilees 2:10, and it divides the light from the darkness, and the for prosperity that all things may prosper with shoot and grow on the earth. These three kinds he made on the fourth day. So we get to the fourth day. And if he divides the light from the darkness for a day, that means he's doing his work. That means things are growing in the sunlight. It's not growing at night. I mean, I know plants that do grow at night. But for the most part, grass, fruit-yielding trees, all that stuff needs sunlight. Photosynthesis, we learned this in fifth grade. It happens in the daytime. It don't happen in the evening. And in the morning, just a little bit of the morning, and be like, oh yeah, everything is going to grow within 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. when the sun starts coming up. Yeah, do you think that in that little tiny window, everything is going to grow within that window? Jubilees 50, 12 and 13. And every man who does any work thereon, or goes on a journey, or tills his farm, whether in his house or any other place, and whosoever lights a fire, or rides on any beast, or travels by ship on the sea, and whosoever strikes or kills anything, or slaughters a beast or a bird, or whosoever catches an animal or a bird or a fish, or whosoever fasts or makes war on the Shabbats, the man who does any of these things on the Shabbat shall die. Now, the activities that he mentioned, are they done in the evening or are they done in the daytime? If you're telling me that it's the first day is evening and morning, if you're going by that calendar, it's evening and morning, Who the hell is tilling their farm in the middle of the night? Who is going on a journey in the middle of the night? Mind you, they don't have street lamps in biblical times. And even if they had a lamp, it's not taking them that very far. You think everything was set up like a district? Everything is set up like a city, like we know now? You think everything was modernized? We just walk out and we could walk to Walgreens, walk to CVS? I mean, it's a journey, but we still can do it. 20, 30 minutes? We're talking about if they getting up to go do anything, it may be a day's journey. In the middle of the night. This is referring to something that's done in the daytime. But when he says, whosoever strikes or kills anything or slaughters a beast or a bird, whosoever catches an animal or a bird or a fish, whoever fasts or makes war on the Shabbats, the man who does this shall die. So you're trying to tell me the very first Exodus and all the Passover feast days after, they have to kill the Passover lamb on the 14th at evening. This is when they kill the Passover lamb. You're trying to tell me that they are going to slaughter an animal on the first evening or the first day of a Shabbat, every feast day. Every feast day, they're going to do this on the 14th. Slaughter a lamb where it says do not slaughter anything on a Shabbat. You're trying to tell me they're going to do this every single Pesach. And there's nowhere in scripture that's mentioned that this was a sin. So that tells me that the Shabbats don't start at the evening. It tells me it starts in the daytime, in the morning. Because they would obliterate that statute of killing the Passover lamb at evening on the 14th, when the 14th is a Shabbat. And if you're saying that the evening, the day starts in the evening, they're killing this Passover lamb at peak time of the Shabbat. If you look at the different translations, it even says that they killed the Passover lamb at twilight. Whatever twilight means, it could be at 9, 10, 11, midnight, who knows, but it's dark. So you're trying to tell me they're going to do this Passover lamb sacrifice at dark on the first day of the Shabbat, and it's not mentioned anywhere in scripture that this was a sin. You would think it would be, right? You think there would be a verse of, oh, they sacrificed the Pesach too close to the Shabbat, or they sacrificed this animal during a Shabbat. You never read that. You never read it. And again, they were working for Egypt. So how they were going to prepare anything if the day starts at evening and they were working and they were working throughout the day? You think the Egyptians only had the Israelites work at night? They were working throughout the day and they stopped at night. So how's the day for them going to start? So how are they going to ever prepare for the Shabbat for the next day? How are they going to lay up something till the morning? If you read the curses or you read what the Egyptians tried to do to the Israelites, they tried to make them work tirelessly so they would stop reproducing. In order to do this, you would have to make them work till the sun come up, till the sun went down. You would have to make them work. But they still had to provide for themselves when the Most High instituted a Shabbat. 6 days you work, but the seventh, you go into rest. Moshe did this the very first time before he became an Israelite, that he instituted the day of a Shabbat. That it should have rest. And it didn't start at night. It started during when they was going to get up to go to work on the seventh day. They rested. First Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 through 5. But of the times and the appointed seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of Yahuwah so comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are children of the light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. So it can't be darkness to light. That is a Masonic doctrine that's been handed down by Zionism. So this whole thing that we went through in 2018 to 2021, where that's all we were seeing was this slogan, darkness to light, darkness to light, darkness to light. Where do you think they got it from? Like I said, if you shred it down to its most infinite atom, they get it from Yahuwah. And so they trying to play like they are God by using what he said, and they using it literally. They built their calendar off what he said literally. Because they have no Ruach HaKodesh. They have no Ruach of discernment. So you can come online, beat your chest, but I'm giving you all the examples, all the scriptures that say everything about the daytime. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole lunar calendar because I've done that already. But it's just so funny. It's funny to me because I pray to the Most High. I say, I'm having a spiritual block that I don't know what to talk about. And this is what the situation that he raised up. And this is the reason why the Most High or Paul, the Apostle Paul, said for women not to teach. Not that they couldn't teach, but this is the reason why he said that. Because y'all stand up in the middle of the assembly and you don't know how to discern the truth or use fact against fact or scripture against scripture. You use emotion and you try to emasculate. You try to bring low and then boast that you know something more than somebody else. And then you end up being wrong. And of course, she didn't say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brother Larry. Like, I understand now. She went into my comment section when other girls were saying, oh, this is what pride looks like. She's being arrogant. And then she, as everybody else does when they get caught, they post three laughing emojis as if that's supposed to take the heat off of it. They post these three laughing emojis as to make it seem like, ha, 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 mocking. But it's a way, it's like, I'm shamed. I'm embarrassed. The only way I can save face is to post laughing emojis like I'm laughing and get off. And she's like, oh, thank you, sis, for your opinion. But never like, hey, let me go back to the Most High and think things through. This is the reason why Paul said for women not to teach, that you should learn in silence. Because you create that ripple effect. And we all know that y'all can't take accountability nor apologize for anything that you say or do. You just gloss over it and hope people forget, and then you move on with your life. So if you ever thinking about going after somebody based on scripture, bring up scripture. Attack it with scripture. The calendar is lunar. I don't know how else to say this. When Psalms 104:19 says he made the moon for appointed feast, the sun knows his going down. It means when the moon goes up, they're talking about that full moon. Because most of the major feast days, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot are all on full moons. Even Purim in the 12th month, the 14th to 15th day, that moon is full. It happened just like the Most High wanted it to happen. Esther's sacrifice, Haman being destroyed, Mordecai being exalted, all this, and they created the feast on the 14th and 15th day when the moon is full of light. When the moon is like almost the same light, the same circumference as the sun. That's something deeper that you can go into, the reason why we use the phases of the moon. When we are full of light, we are just like the sun. Just like the sun. So I just think it's funny. I mean, I'm a Colossians 2:16-17. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a feast day or of the new moon or of the Shabbats, which are a shadow of things to come for the body of Mashiach. I've had so many arguments with people talking about, oh, it's Kodesh. It means month. It means new month. It doesn't mean the new moon, the phases. Then that would eradicate everything that Enoch did in chapter 78, verse 14. And what he said was the way the moon moves and the sun moves 30 days and 30 days here, it would obliterate what he said then. If Kodesh, like I said, they get this from the Hebrew understanding, which is a Judaic understanding of that word. Like I said, just like Negroes who want to be Moors, want to be Aboriginal Indians, y'all don't like statutes, y'all don't like commandments, y'all don't like having to do ordinances. That's what it is. It's disobedience. It's rooted in disobedience. So her whole video about me was basically her disobedience. She didn't want to do more. You're not mocking me. I promise you, you're not mocking me. You're not even making me upset. Like I said, I'm not going to come to you hat in hand and say, oh, brother, sister, what you doing behind the scenes and what you doing about me? And I'm not doing none of that. I'm really not, because it's not even offending me. This is the scriptures that I bring out. This is the scriptures that I found. And so I'm almost close. Literally, I could have this calendar up. Shoot, at the end of this weekend, I could have this calendar up. I already paid for the website. It's going to be sighttotheblind.com. All I need to do is transfer the calendar onto the website. That's it. That's all I have to do. But the calendar is done. It's done. It's interactive. When you touch on the dates, like for New Moon, it's going to be a trumpet. A silver trumpet, which is mentioned in the Numbers. In the book of Numbers, that's where it's mentioned. Because you're supposed to blow a trumpet every new moon to signify it's the start of a new month. It says that in the beginning of your months, you got to blow a trumpet, give an offering. So when you tap on the trumpet, the scriptures come out with all the ordinances, just like the ones you see me post on Sight to the Blind Instagram. It's all the statutes and ordinances mentioned when it comes to the new moon feast days or the new moon day. Same thing with Pesach or any other day. When you see Passover, it's going to be the 14th, it's going to be a little lamb and then a little icon of bread for unleavened bread. And it has all the ordinances in those dates. Now, there is a fast in Zechariah where it says the fast of the 4th, the fast of the 7th, fast of the 10th. That's on there too. And I put those fasts on there randomly because it's for the tribe of Yehuda for happiness and joy. That's what I'm doing. Whatever I'm finding in scriptures that say to do in those dates, that's what I'm posting on that calendar. And I already had this conversation with you about why I'm choosing the Southern Hemisphere, because it's based on seasons. And it says where we would lose these feast days and we lose the jubilees of years and the years. We won't find the path of the years and we won't find the true seasons because we were doing the Northern Hemisphere seasons. Wherever we were scattered, that's what we were doing. So that's where I'm at with it. But like I said, if you're going to attack me, you're not even attacking me, you're attacking the word. Because I'm bringing multiple definitions and multiple verses that come with why I follow what I follow. If you only got one thing, fam, go back and study. If you got one little verse, go back and study. But this is what's going on. These little diaspora wars and truth wars, verse wars and debates. That's why I stay out of comment sections. And this is why I'm almost done with doing all this work, to tell you the truth. Because it ain't really a learning environment anymore. It's people listening to debate. That's what it is. If I can't debate you, if I can't have the understanding to debate you, then I just don't say anything. That's what it's like right now. When people should keep their mouth shut, they just open them. Oh, what the Levitical priests were doing? Fam, who said that we couldn't do it? Who said we couldn't do anything? Who said we couldn't? On certain things, there's like what I did for my son. Two turtle doves, an offering. Somebody complained. Why were you doing something that the Levitical priests were allowed to do? It never said that. It just said that this is every male child that opens the womb, you offer a turtle dove. That's what it says. When Yahushua was beating people away from the temple, they were selling doves. So apparently, sons were being born and they needed to go to the marketplace to buy doves to offer them up. I mean, Fam, I'm not running around here in Yas Green Earth trying to catch turtle doves, and especially trying to catch them at a certain age, because they had to be young turtle doves. They couldn't be old turtle doves. They had to be young. I'm not doing all that. So I would go to a marketplace as well. It didn't have to just be a Levitical priest. You read the scriptures and you feel like you want to do it because you want to live as that heritage. If you want to live as that scripture at that time, do it. That's what the faith is. The faith is doing those things even when you don't have to do them. It's doing them because you believe in faith. You believe in working your faith. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to Yahuwah must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And I'm getting rewarded, to tell you the truth. Rewarded. I'm doing this because I know it works. I'm doing it because I know y'all's putting money in my pocket. I don't even have to worry about finances. Not that I had to anyway, but I don't have to worry about it. I get a little extra something only because Yah sees my obedience to him. I'm trying to get y'all to work your faith, but everybody want to work excuses. And the reason why you not going further or going into anything but more vice is because you don't want to work your faith because of laziness, because of disobedience, because you don't want to follow law, statutes, commandments. That's on you. That's why people go quiet on this channel after a while. Because it's too much world in them. There was one brother that was in the comment section of this episode, every episode. Now y'all want to get into entertainment and think that's appeasing to y'all. You think y'all really cares that you start a music career. You think y'all cares. You think y'all needs another rapper. Using low frequency beats, channeling, and placing Yah's words on top of it and think that's what he wants. That man has people singing, harmoniously singing in heaven, and you think he cares that you can make a drill beat sound righteous. Y'all do this stuff for yourselves. People get into this truth because they never had attention before. And so everybody wants to learn scripture. So people take it above and beyond and try to make it about themselves instead of making it about Yah. And then convince themselves that what they're doing is for Yahuwah. And not doing any of these ordinances and statutes that he said for us to do. What does an album littered with nothing but Yah saved me, Yah helped me do when you're not doing these commandments and statutes that he told us to do? What's the point? What do you think on Judgment Day, he going to take your CD or your MP3, pop it in and listen to it like, yeah, come on into heaven. These beats are slapping. Come on in here. You think he's doing that or he's basing it off of obedience to him, seeking him, diligently seeking him? This whole nation makes so many excuses. I don't even see. I see why. I kind of see why, because it's all because of upbringing. Upbringing and personal trial and tribulation, the environment that you grew up in, your work life, your day-to-day life, when you're attached to this world, I see it. I don't even have to really see it, but I understand it. I understand it, this, to be stagnant, to procrastinate. And so you'll go to wherever you feel you need to go, as long as no one's telling you, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that. You got to focus on this, you got to focus on that. So that's the beauty of this walk. It really doesn't rely on anybody else to get what you understand or to follow what you follow. That's the beauty of this walk. You say your piece of what you know about scripture and you leave it. You leave it to the birds. You plant seeds, and if they grow, they grow. If they don't, they don't. The Most High will not care. He told everybody, if what he's planted does not come up in due season, that's your fault. That's your fault. It's going to come a time you wish you could do more, is what I'm saying. There will be a time you're going to wish you could do more.